is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Hull Show, powered by Chevron. Big one tonight, as we've been talking about, Colorado State taking on the Boise State Broncos. Broncos are really freaking good at home, so it will be a battle for the Rams. One that I think it's going to work out for them. I think the streak comes to an end tonight. Mike Brohard joining us from CSURams.com. See, Mike, listen to that positivity from me in the new year. How do you feel about that?
We'll see how long this lasts.
Well, if they lose tonight, it's over. I never think positively again. I'll be burnt too many times. But for now, I'm feeling really good. Like, Mike, the Utah State game, it sucked. It was a bummer. But we knew that was going to be a tough place to play. The Mountain West Conference, like that, some of those elite teams on any given night could win. So I didn't feel that bad about it, kind of half expecting it could go that way.
Well, here's the fun thing about this league, except if you're, I guess, a fan of whatever particular school. You go into those, if you look at those top six teams, Colorado State's definitely among them. You got San Diego State. You got New Mexico. You got Utah State. You got Boise State. You got Nevada. If you can steal a win at one of those places, you're up. You've also got to defend your home court by any means necessary against those same teams. You cannot give up a win on your home court nor lose on the road court to the teams that are deemed below that standard, right? It's going to be tough. I don't think anybody's going undefeated in this league. I could honestly see a four-loss team winning the Mountain West this year.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think a lot of people feel that way too, and that's exciting and that's fun, but it's also extremely stressful because these games, we know they're going to come. A lot of them are going to come down to the wire. They're going to be absolute dogfights. And Mike, what is Boise State's record now? Their win streak at home, is it 20-21? Is that what it is? 21.
It's impressive, but I think and that has nothing to do with what Colorado State wants to get accomplished tonight, but it would be a nice feather in their caps to go ahead and be the one that ended that. They're just looking to get back in their group. Now, when you go back and you look at, here's something for you to be positive about, Brady. You ready?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Ready to be positive?
Yeah, ready to be positive.
So, Josiah finally came back last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was his first game. He had to get the kinks out. Now he's going to do it again. He's going to play in a second game tonight. You're seeing Colorado State start to work up to where it's going to be full strength. Not quite there yet, still there. Played a pretty good first half to Utah State. Things fell apart in the second half. But you got a chance to start getting some momentum with tonight. And tonight's a game that they really want to pick up because they really wanted to start the season. They know how tough everything is. 2-1, you're feeling pretty good about that start with those first three games because nobody else in the league had that kind of start.
No, you're exactly right. You know, and again, Mike, looking at the Mountain West, just knowing how difficult it's going to be, I was watching the New Mexico-Wyoming game the other night. Now, again, New Mexico ends up winning that game by double digits, but I think they were favored by a heck of a lot, maybe even into the 20s, and Wyoming made that thing interesting several times. So it just goes to show you that even the teams that might be considered the bottom portion of the Mountain West are going to be capable of pulling off upsets on any given night. And that was in the pit. That was at New Mexico. So it just goes to show you that any team on any given night is going to be difficult. So finding ways to win early, get to feeling confident about yourself within the conference is critical at this stage.
Yeah, I mean, every night that you go out and play, you're going to have to be very self-aware. Self-aware of what the other team wants to do, self-aware of what you need to do, no nights off. You know, everybody's got a goal that they want to achieve. And right now, you look at this league, and it looks like, to me, automatically, it's a four-bid league, and you might possibly get a fifth, right, if you fight for it. But these teams are going to knock each other off. It's going to be crazy. And Colorado State's looking to win that regular season title for the first time in the Mountain West.
Man, it would be something. Well, all right, so talk to us about Boise State. I did watch that game against San Jose State the other night, And it was a little rough in that first half, but the Broncos kind of calmed down, started putting things together, hitting shots, and they had some key performances from some of their studs. Obviously, Stanley, Degenhardt, I mean, some of those guys were putting together a nice second half for this team, so they don't go away.
No, and they're not going to, and so you're looking at the fact that they're pretty solid defensively and offensively, right? And they do have some people that they can go to if they need points, Degenhardt key among them in my book. But they're also a team that they're starting to get some things to put together as well, too. Every one of these teams has some new pieces. And as conference goes on and as teams are familiar with what they're trying to do, they're also going to have to become familiar with what the new things are that they're trying to do that are a little bit different than the years past. But this is going to be a team. Boise's tough at home. They think that they can challenge. It almost seems like the sense from out of the north is they feel somewhat spurned by the fact that they're not considered to be one of the top four teams because they took some losses in non-conference, but their non-conference schedule, it depends on whoever's metrics, you know, they think it's just as good as anybody else's. So, you know, they've got a point that they want to prove, right? But Colorado State has the same thing. They don't want to go to 0-2 on the road against these two teams this first trip out of the gates.
Yeah, it's going to be a tight one, it looks like, anyway. The spread I'm looking at, I've seen a couple of different point spreads there. 1.5, and now I recently just saw 2. The Rams are favored by 2. What do you think about that, Mike? Not that I'm betting, I'm just asking. Do you think that it's a tight game, or do you think that CSU might perhaps run away with this one in the second half?
I think all of these top-tier teams, all these games that feature the top-tier teams are going to be tight games. That's just my feeling going into it. That's just the way I view it. Now, if one team is off and one of these teams is really good that night, it can be a runaway. But my standard operating procedure is going to be to expect these are all going to be tight games. Make sure you're watching the final 5 minutes.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. And several opportunities, well, to what? A couple of opportunities to watch this game. It's going to be on the Mount West Network, right? And then sure. Channel 20, what is it? Channel 20, whatever that is. I think that's going to be available locally, too.
Yeah, like if you've got a smart TV, I actually like the Mountain West app.
I do, too.
It works really well on the TV. It's been great. So that's what I've watched all the women's and men's games on, volleyball games. It works out well.
It does. Mike, talk to us about the Colorado State Rams women's team. Still obviously a very good basketball team, but they've kind of run into a bit of a wall the last couple of games.
They have. And so you play a really tough UNLV team. You can even go back to the Mississippi State game. These are games that they've lost. They've all been tight, right? 4 losses by 16 points combined. One thing that they haven't been is they haven't been consistent yet. I mean, the one thing is, like, if you watch a UNLV game, and it was the matchup of the past two Mountain West players of the year, you know, Desiree Young and McKenna Hofschild. And you look at Desiree, and she is solid, solid every night. A lot of times she's really, really good, spectacular. If you watch McKenna play, the reason she's player of the year was she's spectacular every night. It feels weird to say that she's had 34 points back-to-back conference games, 12 and 10 assists, and they are 0-2. There needs to be additional scoring. And so it was really good to see Kylan Crocker step into that role. And then you had Hannah Ronsick come back, and I thought bounce back from a really sluggish shooting performance at San Diego State. She scored 12, but they all came in the first half. They need to do – there's some little things that are just missing – particularly rebounding. They're going to give up some rebounds, but you can't give up that many. And the thing that hurt them the other night was the ratio of offensive rebounds they gave up to second chance points.
Yeah, let's see if
you can't give up nearly 2 points per offensive rebound given up.
Yeah, we'll see.
You got to survive that.
Yeah, Mike, and then we'll see tomorrow too. With you know, going up against this Fresno State team, talk to us about that game and you know how important this is for CSU at this point in the season to try to get this dub, get those losses out, you know, bad taste out of your mouth, and try to refresh in this new year.
This is a very important game tomorrow night because they have to find themselves. They have to start finding themselves. They need to get a road win to get this settled back, and then come back home on Saturday and get that reestablished again too. You need to, you're an 0-2 hole, and they know it. UNLV is not going to give up much of anything throughout the year, but you need to get, this team itself needs to get the confidence that it is who it is, that it will do the little things in clutch time to get wins instead of taking a loss, and that needs to start tomorrow night on the road.
Mike, what are you working on? I checked out a couple of your stories. Again, one of your stories I was looking at about this this Boise State game. So many bullet points about Isaiah Stevens. It's just crazy when you stack up all the things that he is doing, that he continues to do. It's phenomenal. So great job of kind of laying that out for us there. But what else? What else are you cooking up at CSURams.com?
Working on a couple of things right now. We've got some teams that are doing fairly well. So yesterday, the swim team competed in Florida, and you've got a girl in Erin Dawson who's just been very phenomenal this year, done some things on her. Tennis is going to start up in a couple of weeks. It's been really neat to see what Miley Tran, their head coach, has done. She's only been here for 2 years. It's the two most successful years in program history, and she brings back, you know, two players in Sharka Richarova and Radka Buzkova, who helped her set the cultural foundation for what this program is going to be. So we'll have something on them next Tuesday and just how vital it was to keep them around and to have them help her set that foundation.
Mike, how many games or contests do you go to a week?
This week I'm only going to go to one because the women are the only thing that are home right now. But I'll go to a bunch. I mean, are you just talking games or just – like going to practice?
Well, you just, like, I mean, you have to know so much about all things Colorado State. I mean, it's impressive. I'm paying you a compliment. But you have to be at every single, so many different events and knowing the ins and outs of all these programs, man. It's phenomenal.
I don't have to be at everything, but I do like to go to practices. I like to go hang out with the track team at times because that is how you find your stories. I get some really great help this year. Braden North, my intern, has been phenomenal. He's going to be covering the Rapids for the Post this year. So he's been great at getting to events as well. It's fun. I mean, that's the fun part of your job is, you know, going to a practice and maybe pulling somebody on the side and just talking to them or running into the student athletes, you know, as they're walking down the hall and catch up with what's going on. That's how you find your stuff.
It's what you do, my friend. Mike, appreciate you as always. Happy New Year, and love working with you, my man, and we'll look to catch up with you next week.
Yo, good luck with that resolution on staying positive too. I'm going to keep track of this.
So far, so good. You know, we haven't. Yeah. We're not even 10 days into the year yet, but so far, so good.
9 days though has got to be a record for you.
It's not bad. It's not. Although I was pretty negative yesterday about the Broncos, and I was negative on Friday, hoping they would lose. So maybe I've already broken it. I don't know.
You probably. Yeah.
Mike, appreciate you, man.
Take care,
Mike Brohard, CSURams.com. No, seriously, like. Mike is out covering so many different events on a weekly basis, even if he's not going out to games because they're away or whatever. It's way more than I can do. I can only pay attention to like four or five sports, Angel. Maybe not even that. Maybe three or four. I pay attention to different levels of those sports, but it would be tough, like going from I'm at basketball practice at this point, and then I'm gonna go over here. And I'm going to go to track and field, or I'm going to go to swimming. And you got to know about that stuff. It's a lot. It's a lot of sports. 35 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.